Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, we're busy today. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got a full show. We start off with one of our favorites, Rabbi Yosef Wolvosky from the Harold Rothstein Shabbat Jewish Center. Good morning. Happy Passover.
Good morning. Good morning. Passover is tonight, and it's a great time of the year. It's always Passover is always in the spring because it represents renewal and freshness. So happy Passover to everybody.
When and you've got your Passover Seder tonight at the Shabbat Jewish Center in Glastonbury, starting at 7 o'clock. What exactly for people like myself who may not be familiar? What will go on tonight?
Well, the Seder, the word Seder literally means order or an organized order, because there's so much going on, so many powerful messages of Passover, that we have a Seder. A Seder means a step-by-step process. So basically, the idea of Passover is not just to commemorate a past event, like a miracle that happened thousands of years ago. It's meant to re-experience it. It's meant to actually feel more liberated and more free this year. So the Seder is a 15-step order, a 15-step process. Mm-hmm. Everything from the sanctification, which is called Kiddush, with the first cup of wine, all the way down to saying next year in Jerusalem. And I mentioned the first cup of wine because there are four of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a happy occasion.
It's definitely a happy occasion. I mean, we do mention the slavery, and we do certain things to feel the slavery. Like, for instance, one of the food items is bitter herbs, which is actually fresh horseradish. Horseradish, very, very sharp. But on the other hand, we also have it's mainly a celebration, and that's what the wine represents.
Why the unleavened bread, the matzah?
That's a great question, because most people, when you ask them why the matzah, the unleavened bread, which is flat, people will say, oh, we know why, because it says clear in the Bible. It says the Jewish people were in a rush and they didn't have time to make bread.
Exactly what a yes.
But the problem is that is only reason number two, because that's only half the story. And I'll tell you how I know this. I know this because the same Bible tells us that the first Seder in history, the first celebration of freedom in history, Joe D., when did it happen?
First celebration of freedom in history? Good question.
I'm talking about the first Seder.
First Seder.
It's
back in 1300 BCE.
But the first Seder happened when we were still stuck in Egypt.
Ah.
So we preemptively celebrated freedom. It's like we said, thank you, God, for making us free. Now, how about if you do that? But it's true, because we had a command to make the whole Seder. That means that we had the offering and the matzah and the bitter herbs all the night before we left, which implies that the matzah wasn't just about the rush on the way out, but the matzah was something that we had to premeditatively do. So, but the bottom line is like this. I'll give you a personal message for the matzah and what it means. Basically, leavened represents ego. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, literally full of yourself.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Right. Matzah represents humility. Now, it's very healthy to have a healthy ego, which means that you keep it in check, but you're able to express yourself. You're confident. But once a year, we reset and we say, you know what you got to be? You got to be, first of all, let's have a foundation of humility. So Passover is about matzah, flatbread, which means 100% humble, and then we can have a healthy ego the rest of the year.
Well, how has the celebration changed, if at all, over the years?
Oh, it has changed over the years, especially historically from the Jewish perspective. When we had the temple, we had literally a Passover offering, and it was a whole celebration in Jerusalem. Nowadays, we do many things to commemorate that, but we don't have the offering, obviously, so it changed. Many customs were added. Like many of your Jewish friends might know, you dip the vegetable in the salt water. Actually, that's steps number 2 and 3 of the Seder, and that's something that came later, a custom, and for one reason only. This is a cool thing. The only reason we do it is to evoke curiosity, as it's written in the Haggadah, which is the text, so that the children should ask why, and then we say, oh, we got you hooked, now I'll tell you why.
Well, why?
Why? Ask me why.
See, it's working. It's working.
And I'm a child, so there you go. It's all working. Hey, you know, one thing that I've heard, and I was watching some documentary one time, was and of course, you know, Easter and Passover kind of coincide.
Well, this exactly, year, the whole world is celebrating together, I think.
I know. Yeah. What was the Last Supper a Seder?
I've seen the same reports that you have seen, but there's no reason to believe that it wasn't. Because obviously they celebrated Passover.
Christ was a Jew.
Exactly. So it would it's totally plausible. I don't know anything more than you, but I think many of the depictions match a Seder.
Wow. There you go.
And the 15 steps. I mean, I'm looking at this now.
You're doing your homework.
First cup of wine.
He works on it.
Then the washing of the hands. Then the dipping of the carpus in salt water.
And then the cracking of the matzah into two.
Breaking the middle matzah.
Oh, very good, because we have three. So we have four cups of wine. We have three matzahs.
We have two washings of hands.
You're like a half a rabbi.
That's because I can Google yeah, and read rabbi.
You're studying from Rabbi Google.
That's why I can't. And then the conclusion.
The conclusion is there's a big celebratory event where we say next year in Jerusalem, which means that even though we celebrate freedom, you know, I guess you'd say relative freedom the way we are now, what we're looking forward to really is complete freedom. And therefore, there's a little jingle we do, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, which means next year in Jerusalem.
There's a floor show.
We have a show.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
We have food and a show.
Of course, the big meal is there's a wicked competition who can make the better the gefilte fish, the better brisket, the better matzah ball, the better chicken soup.
Brisket.
That's why I say come to our Seder and we'll show you how to do it. Give us a call at 659-2422. We have 23 Seders throughout the entire state. I mean, many people, obviously, there are thousands because many people host it at home. But if you want to celebrate a family-style celebration with the community, we have 23 for you anywhere in the sound of our voice. Give me a call, 659-2422. 860-659-2422.
It's $35 per person, $100 per family.
And we won't turn anyone away if they want to just join us.
Oh, aren't you a nice guy?
Well, he is. He's a rabbi. Guy. Of course he's a nice guy.
He has to be. Okay, but it goes on now for another week. I mean, tonight. Why is that?
Because although we left Egypt in the original, we weren't really free because we were being chased by Pharaoh and his army. So the real complete liberation only happens a week later with the story of the splitting of the sea.
I was going to ask you about that.
So it happened a week apart in the original. So therefore, the celebration is a week-long celebration. That's Passover.
All right. And that starts tonight. April 19th.
Yeah, exactly.
At the Shabbat Jewish Center on 25 Harris Street in Glastonbury. And you can RSVP. You can attend 860-659-2422. No one is turned away. It's kind of like our show. We don't turn anybody away.
No, we're desperate.
We might turn
look
people,
at me. You have me here even.
We might turn some people off. We don't turn anybody
but
away.
But I do have your 50% rabbinic certification that I'm going to leave you with.
What's that?
I don't know. You just looked up all the information on Google.
I'm on to something else now. Rabbi, thanks for coming in. We always appreciate it. It's always educational.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you. God bless you and happy Passover.
Thank you.
And to you. It's 6:57.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.